Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Eric Swanson, and I am the proud director of Golden Girls, The Laughs Continue.
Yes, and it's coming to DC's historic Warner Theater from February 23rd through 26th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, tell it. I know you and I know what it's about, but for our listeners, break down the basic premise here. It's a really cool spin on a show that we all know and love, one of the greatest, funniest shows of all time. What's the unique take on it this year?
Well, you just nailed it, right? I mean, Golden Girls transcends multiple generations. And so we wanted to write a fresh new storyline. This is not a parody. This is not making fun of the existing show. Our goal is to have the super fans and new fans come into the audience and feel like they have their favorite Golden Girls back in a brand new storyline.
Absolutely. And so we have Dorothy, we have Blanche, we have Rose, we have Sophia, we have everybody. But explain who's playing them this time.
So we have these wonderful actors. You know, we were faced with the incredible challenge of, you know, how are you going to replace Bea Arthur? How are you going to replace Rue McClanahan, Betty White? I mean, Estelle Getty, these are, you know, legendary actresses who played these, you know, very lovable characters. And so
they're all gone now, sadly.
All gone. I know. So to us, it just felt like a slap in the face because we genuinely wanted to do a take on Golden Girls. It felt like a slap in the face to do, you know, this like, you know, national search for female identifying actresses. And so we thought, okay, we can get away with a little bit if we put cis male identifying actors in the roles. And it's incredible what they have done with this because you almost don't realize that, you know, we hate the term that they're in drag. We don't like that because theater, obviously in Shakespearean times, men played everything, right?
Sure.
No matter whether it was male or female. So our goal is to suspend your disbelief and have everybody just have a great time laughing so hard at this new original storyline.
Absolutely. And if you want to, I would love to give you an opportunity to, you know, dote on the cast members, what make them so hilarious, at least like the main four. Like, so our Dorothy, Ryan, how do you say it? Ryan Bernier?
Yeah, Bernier. Yep.
Yeah. So if you could, I'd love to just rattle them off one at a time. What makes them like the perfect, what makes Ryan the perfect Dorothy? How much fun to, you know, are they having with the role?
Well, you know, he gets the gift of having the very first line in the show. You sort of learn very quickly, you know, really quick. The plot is that Sophia has come back from Shady Pines. She's been busted for running a senior citizen drug ring. and of course, Blanche's character, or Vince's character Blanche, has started a sex app for seniors to, you know, try and connect people who are into that. And I thought that was an interesting twist on technology, because I think people associate technology with seniors as being a bad thing, and we're trying to show it that it could be a good thing. Anyway, to answer your question, Ryan, he gets the gift of having the first line, and the first moment he opens his mouth and he says, "Ma, aren't you forgetting something?" And the audience goes crazy. They go nuts because he sounds just like Bea Arthur. He just, and his stature is tall as Bea Arthur. He looks like her. He's incredible. He's really done a lot of homework on studying her mannerisms. Vince Kelly, who plays Blanche, is dynamic, is incredible. His energy never stops from the moment he comes on. He's got her shoulders down. He's got her Southern, you know, belleness down, her twang down. He's got all the insults down, the rhythm down. Adam, who plays Rose, is so innocent outside of the person. Adam is in a lot of ways resembles who Rose is. He's just very giving. He's very loving. He's a very charming person, and you just, when he walks in the room, you fall in love with him, and as most people do with Rose.
So he nails the Betty White. He's got that innocence.
He nails it. He does. He and I mean, we gave him so many Swedish words. It's not even funny. Made up Swedish words, and he just like rolls with it. He's so hilarious. God, I'm Sophia.
Christopher Cam.
Christopher, yeah. He is new to the cast. We did have a different Sophia who wasn't able to continue for other health reasons, and he had big shoes to fill. And I'm telling you, he has made it his own in more ways than one. He's got the Sicilian sort of burn down. He's got the rhythm down, her stature down. And Estelle's gestures are very specific. She's not very animated. She's kind of slow, sort of like her hands move underwater all the time. And he completely embraced that. From the moment he walked in the room, he was ready to go. And so I am incredibly thrilled to welcome him to our cast. And I just think people are going to love him.
Absolutely. It sounds like just a hilarious time. Talk about the actual who wrote the actual play. It's Robert Leloux. Is that how you say it?
Robert Leloux. He wrote the play. He's a friend of mine. We've worked together on a couple other theatrical ventures as well. And my home is in South Florida, and he came down for about 2 weeks, and we watched every single episode that
You binged the
exists
whole
of the
thing,
play.
start to finish. You
We
binged the
did
whole thing.
the whole thing. And I will never forget, we had all of these, these sticky notes, these post-it on our walls, just trying to find, we call them Golden Girl isms, and like things we wanted to retain and things we didn't want to copy. And we just like had a whole wall. And Robert, he came up with this phrase that I love, and I love telling anybody who I'm talking to about the show. He came up with this phrase about passing the potato. It's something that they're really good at when they were writing the original sitcom, where you'd watch an episode and this scene is about Dorothy, and this scene is about Sophia, and this scene is about Blanche, and you sort of equally love all of them, and each of them has their own independent storyline. He really upheld that principle. That was in at the back of our minds when we were writing. Oh, and I have to remember to mention Jason, who plays Stan. We have Stan in our show. He's our fifth cast member. Jason Bowen, who plays Stan, and he doubles as Dorothy's love interest. One of the things that we watched and just were so heartbroken over was Dorothy never really gets a happy ending, right? She never finds, she dates a lot of losers, Stan included. And we wanted to give her a happy ending, and a handsome, sexy younger man was the way to go with that. So Jason plays the older version of Stan, and then her younger love interest as well. And he's just
Troy.
incredible.
Is Troy the other
Yes,
one?
Troy. Yes. So Stan and Troy is played by the same actor.
That's cool. And so what do we wait, so by the way, just for my purposes, how long ago was the Florida binge watching session, and when was the play actually first mounted?
So we premiered it in Baltimore last fall. Yes, last fall. And that was just to, put it in front of an audience, what was funny, what wasn't, and what needed some reworking, and all that. So it was like a nice little, a lot of shows that are national tours do this. In the old days, it used to be you would start in New Haven, then you'd move to Broadway, or you'd go to national tours. So we sort of followed that formula and tried it on an incredible audience, and Baltimore was great to us,
What
gave us
was the
some great
theater?
feedback.
What was the theater in Baltimore? I mean, because
The
that's
Hippodrome.
another good local tie-in for us. I mean, we're a Maryland, D.C. theater show.
Yeah, we were at the Hippodrome
Oh, awesome.
in Baltimore, and it was incredible. I mean, these actors were like rock stars in that space because the audience just heard that first ba-da-bum, thank you for being a friend. And like they just went nuts from the moment that music starts. And our goal was to make it look like you're watching an episode. It's like you're getting an hour and a half special of Golden Girls in the theater. And so the binge watching, to answer your question, was I want to say it was Christmas 2021. He came down here. He lives in New York City, and I said, hey, do you want to come to South Florida for a couple of weeks and write a play? And he was like, I'm boarding the plane now. When can I leave this wintry mix of things and watch Golden Girls and write a play? So yeah, that was like it was, I think, yeah, for sure, December 2021.
December 2020. I'm sure you weren't the only one binging Golden Girls during the pandemic. I'm sure there were other, a lot of people have been watching. It's timeless.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it's taken the way it has taken, because people, number one, it's familiar. They loved it. They watched it during the height of the pandemic, because obviously we streamed a lot of things. But coming out of the pandemic, people just want to laugh and have that sense of nostalgia of how things were and how things could be. And through comedy, these girls did it in so many ways. I mean, they hit so many heavy hitting things when it comes to LGBTQ rights, feminism, interracial marriage. I mean, they hit everything, every hot button issue for their time. And people
and were ahead of their time.
They were way ahead of their time. They were way, way, way ahead of their time. So we're hoping that we're upholding those principles. Again, we didn't want to parody it. We didn't want to make fun of them. Our goal was to carry on the torch in many ways.
Absolutely. So just to put a pin in that then, so it was December 2021 was the binge watching in Florida. And then the Baltimore Hippodrome was when? 2022? Or when was the first show?
Yeah, just at the end of 2022. And okay. So, and then that was great, well received. And, you know, we got good notices, and as they say, and people received it well. So then we brought it back. Our producers are based in Detroit. And so we went back to the city of Detroit and worked a couple things out and just did some minor rewrites. And now that is the show you will see in DC and then subsequently in cities after.
Okay. So DC will be the first, is DC kicks off, I guess, this new leg of the tour. Is that right?
Yeah, that's our absolute goal. And we have, I can't share all the cities, but I know there are multiple cities that are getting ready to be announced. And we hope that DC, we're proud to make DC the launch of this sort of finalized version, the national tour of Golden Girls, The Last Continue.
Yeah, let's just say, we don't know the cities yet, but we can just say you'll travel around the world and back again.
There we go. Yeah, we will travel around the world and back again. There you go.
Wait, do you or anyone else in the cast have a local connection? I mean, you mentioned, I mean, the Baltimore and now DC. I mean, is there any local tie, or is there a reason you picked nation's capital area?
Well, I think, DC made a lot of sense when we were negotiating, sort of sitting at the table, because of all the things that they addressed. We don't really go down the political route, but I think DC has always been sort of a beacon, right, of thought and conversation, whether that be left, right, old, young, new, gay, straight, black, white. There's always been this sort of melting pot of thought put into progress and forward thinking. And we really thought, well, DC, I think, would receive this because their mindset is already programmed to think in a way that, other cities maybe aren't necessarily wired to yet.
Yes. Smart audiences, politically minded audiences, Washingtonians, they get it. They get the comedy.
Yes. Yes, they get the value of comedy and they get the value of laughing, but also like, wow, they're really hitting a couple, like maybe it's not altogether a bad idea for a senior citizen at Sophia's age. You start to understand why maybe she did this little drug ring, because the people she was selling to, are suffering and they're, really, you sort of like, it provokes some thought. Like you laugh at it at first and then you kind of go, oh, well, someday I may be 85 and in terrible pain and I just, want to, have some pot cheesecake or something, like you sort of think about those things. And one day, and I think this is where I love to end on, is everybody has who they are and what they are. But the one thing that we all share in common is that we will age. And that is the value of Golden Girls. Golden Girls will last forever and it ages well because we all age. And we all can relate to the topics that they continue to address.
Perfectly said. And one final thing before we run, I want to know, what do we see visually? Is it, do you try to sort of semi recreate like the Golden Girls set? Or is it something new, or what does it look like? What are we visually seeing?
Our goal is almost exact. Theatrically, to create the set that they had on TV, it would cause some sightline issues. So there's some
Sure.
modifications to the set, but the goal is as soon as that curtain goes up, you are going to feel like you are in a studio audience of a live taping.
Perfect. And that leaves me with what I'll leave on this final thought. That's because of you mentioned the live taping in the set and the studio audience. I love it's one of my all-time favorite bits in a sitcom finale is you remember do you remember well of course you remember you binged the whole thing when B. Arthur is going out the door and then coming back in and giving him a hug and goes out the door and comes back and gives him a hug and then on the last one remember she goes around through the quote-unquote wall and comes back in you're like wait a minute there should be a wall there
There should be, yes. Yeah, I know exactly
yeah
what you're talking about. And
it was
you might see a little
hilarious.
some of that nods. There's little nods to those moments in our production. So you'll certainly see little nuggets that you are familiar with and you love, and then you'll see lots of new content too. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much for your time, Jason. And DC, we're coming for you. So show up and have a great night out with us.
Absolutely. Again, it's called Golden Girls. The laughs continue at DC's Warner Theater, February 23rd through 26. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Yep. Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.